situation in Iran has really changed. You know, everything, old calculations that were in place a week before have been overturned. The strength and solidarity and, you know, the sturdiness of a system that was being described as a regional superpower, a force to be reckoned with, is sort of diminished in view of the kind of internal problems that has come to be seen so visibly by the entire world. It has become much more justifiable in many ways that what they were doing abroad, things that were matters of international concern to everyone, was a way of hiding internal problems that have somehow been able to show themselves in the aftermath of the election. So what we are facing today is a situation where the ruling establishment has become, you know, very polarized, and it has struck a body blow upon itself from which it is very hard to recover, irrespective of how this current dispute is played out.
One aspect of all this is the use of the internet in getting the news out about what's going on in Iran. Are you impressed with the use of technology in this situation?
Yes, this Iranian uprising, if one might call it that for the lack of a better term, has been the advent of the citizen journalist. And whilst the regime has been adamant to curtail the activities of foreign journalists reporting events in Iran to the international community, the use of modern technology, SMS, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, you know, internet, has made it virtually impossible for the Islamic government to keep a lid on things. So all you have to do is switch on the various media channels, and you will see direct reporting from Iran, from various cities and not just one place. So that is a huge change. I mean, in comparison to, let's say, the Iranian Revolution of 1979, ordinary people are empowered to report on events barred by their government in a much more effective way and in a very convincing way. In the 1979 uprising, it was a struggle of a traditional society against forces of modernization. That was the excuse that was given. Yet this time, it is a backlash against conservative traditional forces represented by the religious clergy from forces who want modernity, democracy. And it is the first time in over 150 years of Iranian experience with modern Western thoughts such as democracy, human dignity, human values, and things like that, that a major uprising is not being led by the religious. It has no revolutionary or religious content, and it is for free expression and democracy.